evening and welcome.
My name is Tom Mann. I'm the president of Davis and Elkins College. And thank you. Thank you. On behalf of all of us who teach and study and work at the college, I'd like to extend a special welcome to all of our Augusta friends who are participating in this, the last week of this summer's Augusta workshop series. I'd also like to extend a thank you and a welcome to all of our many friends from Elkins, Randolph County, and surrounding areas for whom the Augusta Heritage Workshops have become an important part of their lives. It's an important part of the college, and it's one of the great joys of living in West Virginia. While you're our guests here on campus, I'd like to invite you to make yourselves at home, take full advantage of our facilities, our services, and our hospitality. And now I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this evening's outstanding concert. Thank you.
Upon my boughs, and all through long winter nights, the storms would round me howl. And when the morning came, I'd raise my branches to the sun. I was a child of earth and sky, and all the world was one. But now that I am dead, the birds no longer sing in me. I feel no more the wind and rain as when I was a tree. But bound so tight in wire strings, I have no room to grow. And I am but the slave who sings when master draws the But sometimes in my memory, I can sing the birds in flight. And I can sing of sweet dark earth and of endless starry nights. But oh, my favorite song of all, I truly do believe is the song the sunlight sang to me while dancing on my
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to our wonderful concert here tonight. I'm so excited. My name is Sue Roboto, and I've been privileged to be here for many years in a row this year. I think this is a wonderful privilege to be emceeing tonight. That's my job. And it's going to be such a wonderful lineup of talent. We are going to start off with a good friend of mine, Ann Louise White. She, to some people, she is, they may know her as a former member of Trapezoid. Some people may know her as a teacher in Massachusetts, where she lives. Some know her as a mother, a doting mother. And many of us here know her as a wonderful teacher. She's teaching this week Care of the Voice. She's helping us have our voice last for the whole week. and also Beginning Harmony. And to me, she's roomy. She's my roommate. Let's welcome Ann Louise White.
Who are in my voice class, I'm now going to do the sweep. Thought I'd forget. This first song is a song that has no melody. I didn't have time to write a melody, and there's probably a few mothers out there who will relate, and it's probably about as close to rap as I'll ever get. Hit it, Flawn. Got the alarm clock, coffee maker, an automatic bread baker. Time so you wake up to the smell of home cooking. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub those eyes, get out of bed. Fresh squeezed OJ's on the table. Time for school, don't make a fuss. Last time you missed your bus and I was late for work. Oh my God, I'm late for work at 7:30. I throw my coffee in my travel mug and toast in my pocket. I run out the door. Oh my God, did I lock it? My keys are on the table and my briefcase in the car. And I've got a presentation in a quarter of an hour. It's the second time this week I've had to break into my house. I should just have my keys surgically implanted in my earlobe. Model mother, model mother, running one way then another. If you've got a job to do, or two or three, she'll do them too. She's only doing it for you so you can learn to do it too. 2 o'clock, time for the dentist. While the kids are at the dentist, I'll take in the Subaru to get the oil change while I run to buy the crazy glue to fix the bathroom mirror that got broken when Jerry threw the ball. Wait a minute, I forgot to pick up Jerry. Is my car ready yet? No, what do you mean I have to wait? Look at what you've made me do. I've gone and stepped in crazy glue. Give me back my car, please. I'll come back later for the shoe. I've got to go and rescue little Jerry. Model mother, running one way then another. If you've got a job to do, or two or three, she'll do them too. She's only doing it for you so you can do. Oh my God, time for the party. For your birthday, I've made one of your favorite dishes, a peanut butter layer cake with Pepperidge Farm fishes. Smile for the camera, blow the candles, make your wishes. You mean I've got to use a flash? I don't know where the switch is. Is everybody ready? Say cheese. Happy birthday to you. Hurry up and be through. The clown is coming soon. Then we're going to the zoo. Model mother, running one way then another. If you've got a job to do, or two or three, she'll do them too. But what she'd really rather do is smear a chair with crazy glue and just sit down. Just sit down.
Anybody relate to that? Raise your hand.
This has to be my favorite song of all time. It's by Sidney Carter. I'm going to do two songs for you at the piano, and they're both lullabies. This one is a very dark lullaby called Crow in the Cradle, and I love it. And I started out with St. Basil's Hymn. Thank you. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. You cry at the moon, and you laugh at the sun. If he's a boy, he'll carry a gun, sang the crow on the cradle. Rock-a-bye, baby, the dark and the light, somebody's baby is born for to fight. Rock-a-bye, baby, the white and the black, somebody's child is not coming back, sang the crow on the cradle. Mother and father, they'll scrape and they'll save, buy you a coffin and then dig you your grave. So hush-a-bye, little one, why do you weep? We have a toy that will put you to sleep, sang the crow on the cradle. Bring me a gun and I'll shoot that bird dead. That's what your mother and your father once said. Crow on the cradle, what should I do? That is the fate I will leave up.
I'm not going to leave you down there because it's a very sad song. I'm going to do another lullaby that I wrote that's based on a poem by Eleanor Fargin, The Night Will Never Stay. And there's a person on staff here who is an extraordinary singer and violinist who is an authority on lullabies. She's put out a fantastic CD that I want to tell you about called Global Lullabies. And it's an exquisite collection of lullabies from all over the world, and you really should get a listen to it. I'd like to welcome Freda Epstein. This is a real treat.
For me too. Just make sure I'm with you.
Thank you.
night will never stay. The night will still go by. With a million stars, you pin it to the sky. Though you bind it with the blowing wind, and buckle it with the moon, the night will never stay like sorrow or a tune.
She's something, isn't she? Thank you, Ann Louise. That was great. I forgot to mention, lest I was out here, that song that I sang is by Lori Lewis. Some of you might remember years ago when she sang it on this very stage, and actually she was over there, but that's pretty close. I have some announcements. There's one that's being modeled behind me. You're probably wondering, how could I get one of those t-shirts? And some of you are wondering, how can I get one for free? And I'm going to answer that right now. We have a wonderful festival coming up this weekend. It's going to be so much fun. And the backbone of that festival, you might think it's the performers, but it's actually all the people that do all the hard work behind the scenes. And you can be one of those folks. We could still use some more volunteers. And if you have available some time, if you do a three-hour shift, either on Friday night, Friday evening, or anytime during Saturday, you too can be the proud owner of one of these wonderful shirts. And I'm sure even if you're not a volunteer that you'll be able to go there and buy one of these shirts. Is that right? This is Maria. Thank you, Maria. She didn't know that was part of her job description as assistant stage manager. So I forgot to tell you that you can sign up for that the stint at the festival in the lobby this evening during intermission or after the concert. We were talking backstage and wondering, just out of curiosity, we know we have a lot of people here who aren't from West Virginia, this wonderful state, and we're here and sharing in the wonderful mountains and hills and music. And we'd like to get an idea. Could you stand up if you're from out of state? Kind of get an idea. Oh my gosh. Look at that. That's great. Have a seat. What would they do without us, right? Well, I've been coming to Augusta Heritage Center for, I think it's about 12 years, something like that. The first half of those years, I was a student. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Margo and everybody that worked so hard to get this all together. It's such a wonderful place to be, and I go home. I don't know about you other people who have been here before, but I go home and I just talk it up all the time. I tell them about the wonderful people that I meet here and how it's become like a family reunion, and I'm hooked, so I'm still here. I'd like to introduce our next act, who Michael Klein has, some of you might have known in the past as the director of the Folklife programs here at Augusta. So he's been around a while. He and his lovely wife, Carrie, they love to sing songs with country imagery, and you'll be able to hear some of that wonderful imagery this evening. Let's welcome Michael and Carrie Klein.
Thank you and good evening. It's wonderful to be here with you. We're going to start out with a song from Cy Conn, old friend of Augusta. Great songwriter. Writes a song describing the plight of people living in the southern sort of boom and bust economy. When you have to pick up and leave home and go work in a factory somewhere up north. And in the course of this song, you'll hear the Roland Mills of Gary, the steel mills of Gary, Indiana, from the Roland Mills of Gary to the Roland Hills and Spinning Mills of home. So catch the chorus if you can, and we always like to get a lot of people humming or singing or whatever you feel like doing. And we're just so lucky to have Mark Schatz with us tonight. And so,
someone wake me, guess the mills are down again. 3 years I've been trying to raise my kids on cardroom wages. Guess it's time to hit the road and try my luck up north again. On the highway headed south, on the highway headed north, just back and forth. Sometimes I feel like a rolling stone. From the rolling mills of Gary to the rolling hills and spinning mills of home. So dry and dusty, you can taste it in your mouth. Well, you've heard some people say how they've got 1 foot in the grave. Well, I got one in Indiana and the other in the South. On the highway headed south, on the highway headed north, just back and forth. Sometimes I feel like a rolling stone. From the rolling mills of Gary to the rolling hills and spinning mills of home. That they would write it down the way someone that knows their work can have their labor bought and sold like cotton by the pound. It's just too hard to choose between a job back home with lousy pay or making real good money in a northern factory town. On the highway headed south, on the highway headed north, just back and forth. Sometimes I feel like a rolling stone. From the rolling mills of Gary to the rolling hills and spinning mills of home. On the highway headed south, just back and forth. Sometimes I feel like a rolling stone. From the rolling mills of Gary to the rolling hills and spinning mills of home.
Thank you. Thanks. Here's a song we heard on the radio about a year ago. I heard it one time and thought about it for maybe a year after that. Now, what was that song about if the world had a front porch? Was that really on my car radio coming through the mountains? And sure enough, it was, and it was a song by Tracy Lawrence. And I said, Michael, please learn that song. It's a guy's song. You have to learn the part about your first kiss, and you have to learn that song. And he decided to learn it, but then he decided it was too short. So he came home from a long road trip, and he had made a third verse. So this is Michael Klein and Tracy Lawrence's combined version of If the World Had a Front Porch. Now this does have a chorus you can join in on. Sounds a lot better if you will.
It was where my mama sat in that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. It was many a night I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of the distant whippoorwill and the hum of a passing car. It was there I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. It was there I learned to play guitar and prayed I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our differences, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pinto beans I've shelled more than my share. While the lightning bugs and the crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon that old yaller light that always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our differences, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. It was where we'd have the neighbors in when the evening's work was done. Tune up the fiddles and guitars and have us all some fun. Where we'd crank on that old butter churn and boil them cabbage down. Where we'd scrub a dub in the old wash tub before we'd go to town. It was where I stood and shared my vows with Nelson down the lane. Where we raised our own two children, little Mike and Lizzie Jane. It was where we laid granddaddy out beneath the fading sky. It's where I pray they'll lay me out when my time comes to die. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our differences, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then,
Thanks. I think I heard some of you singing. It sounded good. We'll do one more. This is a Kate Wolfe song. We just love her work. I think this is the first song Michael and I ever sang together, other than all the West Virginia songs. First one that he arrived with when we first met, and we lived about an hour apart, and he would call me up and he'd say, "Want to pick some?" I don't really pick. But I said, "Sure." And he would come in the kitchen door.
I learned how to say that from Wayne Henderson.
And he really would come up. I had a staircase that went straight from the outside up into the kitchen. And we'd sit in the kitchen and sing. And that's always been Michael's favorite place to sing. And this seems like an Augusta song to me. It's really a love song for friends who you love because they make music with you. We call it the trumpet vine. I think Kate Wolfe might call it Through the Kitchen Door.
If you need a good kitchen song for your repertoire, this will stand you in good stead.
Trumpet vine grew in the kitchen window and bloomed bright orange on the wall. You sat there in the morning light with a guitar in your hand as the first summer rain began to fall. And like the gentle raindrops, your words fell on the air, making things so peaceful as we quietly sat there. It reminded me of other times when you had come before and brought a song or just walked in right through the kitchen door. The truest words I ever heard from you were said round kitchen tables we have known. 'Cause somehow in that warm room with the kettle on the flame, our hearts were really most at home. Sitting at the table, catching up on stories about the things we tried to do. And it seems we really said the most when we didn't talk at all. But let the song speak for us like the sunlight on the wall. As we come and go in sunshine and in rain, some years are seen more clearly than the rest. And if it weren't for kitchen songs and mornings spent with friends, we soon might lose the things we love the best. I can see you sitting there beneath the trumpet vine, sunlight on the window and the kitchen in my mind. You came when you were needed and I couldn't ask for more than to turn and find you walking reminds me of other times when you have come before and brought a song or just walked in right through the kitchen door.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And thanks to Mark.
Thank you. Oh, love those songs. You might have noticed as you walked in the beautiful display out in the lobby. There's a couple of things that I want to make note of. One is the product you see out there, the wonderful CDs and recordings, not only of the people that you'll be seeing and hearing tonight, but all of the people on staff at Vocal Week and Old Time Week and anyone else who has recordings. They'll be available at the intermission and afterwards, and it's a wonderful way for you to, first of all, take home a little piece of this wonderful week, and secondly, to help support your artists. It's a good way to do that. Secondly, also in there, you'll see things that are not recordings, some wonderful items that are available through the silent auction, which is an annual event that happens in order to raise a little money for Augusta Heritage Center. And it's another way that you can support what all goes on here year after year. I saw some wonderful items out there, and you can put your name down. And I guess I don't know for sure exactly when the cutoff is, and maybe someone will tell me, and I'll announce that the next time I'm out here, and you'll know. Well, I've had a wonderful time teaching my two classes. Any of my students out there? I hope so. Teaching harmony in the morning with Anne Louise. La 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 la. Oh, we taught him a real good trick today. I said, okay, do you know the Three Stooges? Hello, hello, hello. That's harmony. That's all you need to know. And they said, So now they've got it. And in the afternoon, I'm teaching a really fun class, sharing music with children. And I've got some teachers and grandparents and all kinds of folks, some performers, some recreation people and environmental people, folks that like to do music with kids, and we're sharing songs with each other and having a great time. Like I said, I've been coming here for, I think it's 12 years, and half of that time I was a student. And those first 6 years, I really had a chance to get many of the skills that I'm using as a teacher and a performer these days. I got to stand down in the center of the chapel for the first time and get up the nerve to sing, just like many of you will be doing tomorrow night, right? At the student showcase. All right, well, I guess we're ready to, I'm excited to introduce Helen Schneer, who